M.R. Palopoulos here today on Out of the Woods with Lawrence Scudder. And they're out traveling around, and definitely look them up and go check out a show.
That's for certain.
How often do you get out this way?
I don't know, a few times a year at least. I think maybe it's starting to be like once every other month now. I'd say that's about the way it goes. Hopefully later in the summer I'll be out this way. I'll try to do another swing up towards Portland and hit a spot in Portsmouth if, you know, nowhere else closer here. And then maybe hopefully something in Cambridge or Somerville. Just do another swing up the coast, swing back down the coast. But nothing other than Porch Fest planned for right now, but details to come.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So are there any venues out in this neck of the woods that are you're more likely to show up at, like maybe the Red Door or any place like that?
Should I check out the Red Door?
You should. That's in Portsmouth.
Yeah? I haven't heard of that spot, but I'll be sure to check that out.
They do a lot of weekday gigs, like Monday nights and stuff like that. But
The place I've played in Portsmouth a couple times is the Press Room.
Okay, yeah, of course. Everyone knows that place.
Yeah, it seems to be the... it seems to be a place where everyone has been or has played that's been traveling around. And I've had some friends join us out there. Lawrence joined the last time I was out there, and just a good time generally at the Press Room. Some other spots, hopefully I'll be back at Blue up in Portland. Check out this Red Door, you said? Red Door?
I'll send you my list of links that some of these videos.
I love that. Yeah. And then down in Cambridge, Somerville, we've been doing Toad, and we've played the Burn Backroom Songwriter Series. But looking to branch out, so if anybody's got recommendations, I'd be happy to read through those too.
There you go. Yeah, this here in New England, it's a tough gig finding spots to get booked in.
Yeah.
Because the competition's so thick, right?
Yeah, it's pretty stiff around these parts.
It is, yeah.
I'll play a tune called Old Bill, which is off of Harvest the Heart. This is a tune about my Uncle Bill, who passed on a couple years ago.
All right.
Don't you lay your hammer down. You'll see there's enough work to get your big hands around. And take that steel rail and pin it in the ground. Don't ever lay your hammer down. Oh, Bill, let that spike right on the hill. Gonna make that wood well and all the metal drip. There's not a man that can replace you when you're dead. Don't ever lay your hammer down. Swears that all God's angels fall. Can't you hear that lonesome call? my chains calling you. Oh, Bill went ahead and laid his hammer down. He wandered off into the night, no tracks on the ground. They still have his suitcase at the tavern in town, where the boys drink and pass Bill's hammer around. Boys drank and passed Bill's hammer around.
All right, M.R. Palopoulos, and that's a true story, I have to assume. What's the stuff about the bar and the suitcase and the hammer and...
We'll call that poetic license.
That's poetic license? Yeah. Okay, so Uncle Bill's real.
Uncle Bill is definitely real.
The rest... might be real, but we're not going to tell you for sure. You
have to. All right, we won't. It's pick up the album. The story's in the album.
It's a mystery. It could be real. There may be hidden backwards tracks and stuff mixed in there. So you have to buy the album to find out the true story.
That's for certain. And the full story.
M.R. Palopoulos here on Out of the Woods with us tonight. And Lawrence Scudder on the V-Ola. Over there.
Not to be confused with the Biola.
The Biola.
I do a lot of tuning. Yeah, Lawrence here knows that, but...
The listening public appreciates
it's
tuning.
It's for everyone's safety.
That's absolutely right. You don't want to hit a guardrail on your way home. I think maybe the next tune we'll do here is Harvest the Heart, which is the title track off the latest album.
Excellent.
And I know you like to pair this up with another tune, another fine tune.
That's right. I actually paired Old Bill up with a tune last week? I think I played Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie coming out of that one.
Hello. Yeah, I'll see you there.
Had a similar kind of tempo. Yeah. But yeah, I did pair the Harvest the Heart up with something, didn't I? I don't know if there was some inspiration there, but... It felt right to me at the time.
I'd say that was spot on. I didn't do it intentionally, but these guys give me some gruff about it on stage, which is pretty funny.
Oh yeah. So it's quite noticeable. You know, those things simmer in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Everybody pop up. You know,
it's not like an inspiration, right?
Right.
So like whenever, and this Rebel Darling thing is really loose. You know, it's always. There it can be, and it's been a shifting cast of characters, or, you know, we're playing tunes that we've never played before. We do a lot of that kind of stuff, so just call out a tune and follow along. Whenever we do this tune, if someone says, all right, what's this tune like? And they just rip out the title of the other one, and everybody's like, all right, we're on board. We're on board.
So do you guys in the band, do you play covers also and things like that?
Yeah, it's about 50-50, I'd say, yeah. Of originals, but... Palopoulos' tunes, and also my friend Ryan Fitzsimmons, who's a great singer-songwriter.
I've played Ryan on the show before.
Yeah, yeah, right. I've known from Ryan for years. He's one of my oldest Boston musical friends. So
cool, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was up in Portland with us last night.
Oh, excellent.
And he was supposed to be at Porch Fest tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Rolling through the night. And my true love, she is waiting for me to ride. A clear night, green eyes blur my mind. A clear night, green eyes blur my mind. And their beauty shades the burning of diamonds in the sky. The road ahead winds and winds out of sight. And those golden lines to my love they do guide. The south blade moon curls clear across the sky. The south blade moon curls clear across the sky. We're gonna harvest the heart, let fallow. My steel wheels keep on rolling, rolling through the night. Oh, my steel wheels keep on rolling, rolling through the night. And my true love, she is waiting for me to ride.
I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train.
I love that.
Yeah, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, perfect. I love matching songs up like that whenever I can, just for fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if folks don't know what song we were talking about, I Know You Rider. But lots of folks have played over the years. That sounded more like The Dead to me.
Yeah, this is a new twist on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, especially this one. I don't know that I've heard that involved in any of the cuts of Know You're Ready that I've heard. But, yeah.
Oh, it's not that close. Don't worry.
I tried, you know, the funny thing about pressure, maybe. I tried at a CD, or at a show, rather, that I played a couple weeks ago. I said, now, we're going to do this tune, and if you can name the tune, I'll give you a free CD, the first person to name the tune. And I had a lot of people coming up to me and being like, I know it. It's right there. It's right on the tip of my tongue. What is it? And I was like, I can't tell you. You know, I'm going to give away a CD. No one got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was surprising. A room full of people, and no one got it.
Sometimes it's just on the edge of being able to...
Did you completely take it out of context, or did you play it straight?
Played it straight, yeah.
Really? And nobody knew it?
Nobody could get it.
I wonder if I would have figured that one out.
I think you would have. Yeah.
I might have. I don't know. Sometimes I amaze myself, but usually not.
Well, it's pretty amazing that we're here right now, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. M.R. Palopoulos here with us on Out of the Woods.
Maybe we'll do, what do we got time for? One over there?
You can play as many as you like.
On the Road Home. Here's a tune where I saw some very strange things on the way back from a gig in Rochester, New York. It's a long way home, 200 miles of road over the plain of Western New York. Was in Rochester for a gig. I hit Park Ave like a pig and I barely got paid. And my gas is running. It's a long road home. And there's an old man in a car. He's chomping on a cheap cigar. I'll never know his name, but he's putting on a show. And old lady's by his side. Regret built behind her eyes. And I bet he feels the same. But how the hell would I know? Oh, it's a long road home. From the house over to the barn, there's a pillar of smoke like a rising rope of night. It's next to a fertile field. The crops, they still may yield. And I turn ahead with hope that what burns returns to life.
It's a long road. It's a long road home. It's a long road home. I watch the sun settle down behind another nameless town. I pass along the way on my way back.
Mar Palopoulos once again here on Out of the Woods. Lawrence Scudder over there on the viola. Very nice stuff.
Nice shooting ticks. It was nice with the birds chirping in the background. Did you hear that, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, sometimes you get the Harleys and the police going by, too.
Ooh, yeah.
But we prefer the birds whenever we can get them.
I got a tune or two for the Harleys. Maybe we'll do one. Maybe we'll do one. What do we got left for time here?
Whatever you like. Yeah. Whatever you like. Yeah, I'm flexible, like I said. If you got more songs, we got more time.
You want to do one more and then roll?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right.
That sounds great.
Let's kick it in high gear and let's maybe call the Harleys in.
You have a high gear?
Yeah. I know that's pretty moderate for most folks.
All right, you're listening to Out of the Woods.
Mad in the Morning, that's the name of this tune. And now that I said high gear, I'm like, no, that kind of was like groovy-like. Do it groovy. It'll get there. She sings, but she's cranky.
The sun went down 6 hours ago. My head is spinning out and my worlds are falling slow. I'd rather keep coming on. I slurred and scarred. Should have headed out 6 hours ago. I went drinking with the boys. It all means no end. Jukebox was making noise. A dollar box, all the trends. And it was just a little fun. Another round and we'd be done. But then one turned to four, and then four became four more. Too much to drink. Too much to drink. Too much drink. I've got a permanent ring. Oh, take me home. I hear you breathing on the phone. Well, you can be mad in the morning. Just come take me home. ran up a tab, a half mile long, and I'll be sleeping on the slab by the street out front. If you don't grab your keys, you bring me down to my knees, and I'd rather not beg just because we care to give. Too much to drink, too much to drink, yeah, too much to drink. Sun's coming up a few hours from now, and I think I've had enough whiskey anyhow, and now I'm seeing the light. I did you wrong tonight. Next time I'll call so we can meet about the bar. Too much to drink, too much to drink, yeah. Too much to drink. I've got a permanent wing. Oh, take me home. I hear you breathing on the phone. Well, you can be mad in the morn. Just come and take me home. You can be mad in the morn. Just come and take me home.
M.R. Palopoulos and Lawrence Scudder.
Yeah, man.
Nice stuff. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
John, thanks for having us, man.
Excellent. We'll do it again sometime. Definitely.
Hope so. Sounds good.
All right, folks.